小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考分享做生命更新的人。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the topic becoming a renewed person in life.
我们每个人在世上生活的时候，我们从学校被教育开始，我们都一直追求各样的知识学问。
As each one of us live in this world, from the time that we are being educated, we have been taught to pursue knowledge in this life, in this world.
我们做父母亲的，当我们孩子还小的时候，我们就很注意要让他们学习各样的才艺。
As a parent, while our children are still young, we place emphasis on teaching them or having them learn different kinds of talents.
我们很，因为很多的学问才能都是我们可以看得见的啊，一个啊，他生活的表现。
Because these knowledges and these talents can be seen through their life.
但是在我们的教育当中，很少告诉我们说我们要做一个生命更新的人。
But in our education system, very rarely are we taught that we need to become a person with a renewed life.
生命的教育基本上现在在学校里面是不教的。
And this education of life is not taught in the school today.
因为这个牵扯到一个人的信仰的问题。
Because it is related to the religion of a person.
那其实我们一个人啊，真的生活上各方面能够有什么表现，是跟他的生命本质有关系的。
But in fact, what a person can do or not do in their life has to do with their life, the essence of their life.
就这个人，他是会温柔，还是会脾气很暴躁的？
Whether,
基本上跟他的生命本质有关。
Whether a person is gentle or short-tempered has to do with the essence of their character or their life.
所以我们都知道，一个人都希望能够做好事。
Therefore, we know everyone wants to do good.
但通常会发现做不到，没有力量。
But so often we realize that we do not have the strength to do them.
不是因为我们没有知识，我们也不是说因为我们不知道怎么做。
Not because we lack the knowledge or we do not know the ways to do them.
其实关键在于我们没有力量去做出来。
However, the key is that we do not have that power or the strength to carry them out.
其实也就是因为我们的生命是我们没有被改变，还没有更新。
It is because our life has not yet been renewed.
因为我们一生的果效就是由我们的心发出。
Because the fruit and the effect of our life springs from our heart.
那我们的心其实就是代表我们生命是一个怎么样的一个品质的人。
And in fact, our hearts tell us and represent what kind of life we are, or what kind of person we are.
这个心的改变一定要靠神才有办法。
The renewal of the heart has to be done through God.
那在今天我们来查考这个主题，我们要借用一个人物啊来说明他有耶稣跟没有耶稣，他的转变是何等的明显。
Today, I'd like to share with you this topic through a character in the Bible to study the transformation or the difference before and after he believed in Christ.
圣经记载很多人物，他们的生命啊，在信耶稣前跟信耶稣后有非常不一样的表现。
The Bible has recorded many lives of characters whose lives have a drastic difference before and after they believe in Christ.
我们现在请看《使徒行传》25章。
Let's first turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 25.
使徒行传二十五章。
Acts chapter 25.
请看24节。
Verse 24.
25章24节。
Chapter 25, verse 24.
腓斯都说，亚基帕王和在这里的诸位啊，你们看这个人，就是一切犹太人在耶路撒冷和这里曾向我恳求呼叫说，不可容他再活着。
24. Festus said, King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man, the whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him in Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, shouting that he ought not to live any longer.
25节，但我查明他没有犯什么该死的罪，并且他自己上告于皇帝，所以我定义把他解去。
And 25, I found he had done nothing deserving of death, but because he had made this appeal to the emperor, I decided to send him to Rome.
这两节圣经在记载，当时候有一个省长腓斯都呢，他向在当时候在场的亚基帕王跟一些尊贵的人介绍一个人。
Yes, at this time, this governor Festus, he was introducing a person, character, to King Agrippa and all the nobles present.
他们说，你们看这个人。
He said, look at this man.
这个人就是一切犹太人，不论是在耶路撒冷或在这里指的是当时候 这个巡抚所在地就是该撒利亚这个城里的人，曾向我恳求说不可以容他再活着的。
He said to them that this whole Jewish community has petitioned me and to not let this person live, whether in Jerusalem or in Caesarea.
那这个人到底是有什么，到底是有什么样的事情会让众人说他不可以再活着？
What exactly happened to allow this community of people to say this person must not live any longer?
那这个人就是圣经里面所记载的一个使徒，叫做保罗。
We know this person is an apostle by the name of Paul.
那这个人他在信耶稣以前，他是一个非常有学问的人。
Before this person believed in Christ, he was a very knowledgeable person.
那他也是很有地位的人。
He was also a person of high status.
那他对当时候他对他的信仰非常认真，很执着，很热心。
At that time, he was devoted to his religion. He was also very zealous.
他对他所信的很有把握。
He was very sure of what he had believed in.
那可是同时呢，他也是一个很残忍的人。
But at the same time, he was a very cruel person.
他也非常的脾气很暴躁的。
He was also a person of short temper.
他为了要达到目的，他可以不择手段的。
In order to achieve his goals, he could use any kind of cruelty.
那这个人，他后来因着耶稣，他改变。
But after this person believed in Christ, he had transformed.
那他改变之后，他也希望说每一个人都跟他一样有这个改变。
After he changed, he also wanted that everyone else could also have this transformation.
那他其实也是因着这个信仰被关起来的。
It was also for this belief, religion, that he was imprisoned.
我们现在请看二十六章第一节。
That's read chapter 26, verse 1.
二十六章第一节，亚基帕对保罗说：“准你为自己辩明。”于是保罗伸所分述。
Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense.
那这个人，这个众犹太人说不可以让他再活着的人叫做保罗。
And so the person that all the Jews wanted him to die is Paul.
好，那现在这个王呢，要让保罗自己来说，你自己说说看，你到底是怎么样？为什么人家会想要追杀你？
Now King Agrippa permitted Paul to defend himself to explain why others wanted to kill him.
从第四节开始就是保罗他自我的介绍。
So starting from verse 4 is a self-introduction.
我们来看看他的描述，就知道他是一个怎么样的人了。
Through the description, we can see what kind of person he is.
这是他在信耶稣以前的。
This is prior to his belief in Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。
The Jews all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem.
第五节，他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按着我们教中最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
And they have known me for a long time, and they can testify if they're willing that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee.
这里所说的法利赛人，其实就是在当时候他们的信仰，犹太人的信仰里面。有一群人，他们非常注重律法，注重神的吩咐，他们严严的守住神的这些律法的人。
The so-called Pharisees, a group of people amongst the Judaism Jewish community, that they follow the law strictly.
那他这个人本身，他说他是法利赛人，表示他很熟悉律法，他很愿意遵行律法。
This person is a Pharisee, so he's very willing to follow and obey the law.
那当时候他是在一个很出名的律法师底下受教的。
That time he was educated under a very famous, well-known teacher, rabbi.
我们现在看第六节。
That's verse 6.
现在我站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。
And now it is because of my hope in what God has promised our father that I am on trial today.
所以他被抓起来要被审判，是因着他的信仰的缘故。
He was taken and put on trial for the sake of his faith.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这应许我们十二个支派昼夜切切地侍奉神，都指望得着。王啊，我被犹太人控告，就是因为这指望。
This is a promise our 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God daily, day and night. O king, it is because of this hope that the Jews are accusing me.
什么样的指望呢？
And what kind of hope?
第八节。
Verse 8.
神叫使人复活，你们为什么看作不可信的呢？
And why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead?
在保罗他原来的信仰里面，其实他们也很盼望将来能够进神的国度。
The original faith and belief of Paul is one that they also hope to be saved by God.
他们也相信 人有灵魂。
They also believe that men have souls.
人的肉体死亡之后，这个灵魂要进入神的国度。
After the physical death of a person, they shall also enter into a spiritual realm.
那要进入神的国度，一定要从死里复活。
In order to enter into God's kingdom, they must raise from the dead.
不然人死了就被埋葬了。
Once a person dies, they are buried.
那怎么样能够进入神的国呢？
How can they enter into God's kingdom?
神是永远活着的神。
God is everlasting God.
所以死人是不可能在神的国度里面的。
So a dead man cannot enter into God's kingdom.
因此，在他原来的信仰里面，他就非常的盼望将来能够从死里复活进入神的国里。
Therefore in his original religion he hoped that one day he may also enter into God's kingdom.
他保罗他自己说他其实是按着这个原来他的传统信仰里面所告诉他的，他严严的很盼望很肯定的希望有这个指望能够实现。
Here Paul proclaimed that he was merely following his original faith, that he had this hope that one day it would be fulfilled.
是众同胞都同意的。
It was something agreed by all the tribes and members.
第九节说，
Verse 9 says,
他从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus, the Nazareth.
因为他那时候认为耶稣这个人是来破坏律法的。
At that time, he thought Jesus was someone who came to destroy the law.
那跟随耶稣的人也是跟耶稣一样，是不遵守律法的人。
And those who follow Jesus were those who did not obey the law.
是违背祖宗的信仰的人。
And there are those who have gone against the faith of their fathers.
所以他以为应当要这样做，去攻击耶稣这个名，才叫做为神热心。
Therefore, he was convinced that this is what he had to do to persecute Jesus, in order to be zealous for God.
这是他对他自己原来信仰的坚持的结果。
This is a conviction he had toward his own faith.
也是因为他不了解耶稣到底是谁。
It was also because he did not understand who Jesus was.
那结果他的做法就是第十节说的。
So in verse 10 says,
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。
And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison. And then when they were put to death, I cast my votes against them.
当时候保罗其实是公会里面的一个成员。
And that time, Paul was a member of the Sanhedrin.
那所谓的公会就是他们当时候这个宗教法庭里面的议员。
And so Sanhedrin is like a religious court.
那他是里面的一个代表。
And he was a representative of that court.
所以那个如果这些人要被杀，这个公会人要背书说这个人是该死的。
Anyone is to put to death, all of the members of the Sanhedrin must cast their votes against them.
所以保罗他说当时候这些跟随耶稣的人被囚被杀，他出名定案，他举手支持。
This is why Paul said when those saints were in prison and being put to death, he also cast his votes against them.
他不只有这样子。
Not only did he do this.
第十一节说，
Verse 11,
在各会堂我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。
Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them.
这就说明他这个人有多积极。
This tells us how proactive Paul was.
他是这里第十一节特别说，他在会堂里面是在。这会堂是在敬拜神的地方。
11 says, synagogue is a place of worship.
他就去抓那些信耶稣的人。
But there he went to capture those who worship in Christ.
他用暴力的方式要逼他们说出亵渎神的话。
He used force to force them to blaspheme against God.
也就是说，这些人本来他们没有说亵渎神的话的。
Originally, these people did not blaspheme against God.
只是因为他们信耶稣而已。
Only because they believe in Jesus.
那现在他们保罗他这个人，他说他用暴力的手段要让他们口里面讲出亵渎神的话，就是说哇，那你他们是被逼不得已所以才讲出这个话。
So 11 tells us that Paul actually used violence and force to force these Christians to blaspheme against God.
那这些基督徒如果说出亵渎神的话，那当然就要被处死，被定罪。
Of course, if these Christians utter words of blasphemy, then they will be convicted and be put to death.
所以这就是他的手段。
And this is what Paul did.
他认为这样就叫做为神热心。
And he felt this is what it meant to be zealous for God.
然后他说他又恨外恼恨他们，要追逼他们直到外邦的诚意。
And he says he was obsessed and obsessed with them. He even went to foreign cities to persecute them.
所以他这个逼迫基督徒的这些行为呢， 不是只有在耶路撒冷他住的地方，甚至到外邦的地方去了。
His acts of persecution toward the Christian not only carried out in Jerusalem but also in foreign cities.
第十二节说
Verse 12 says,
那时候我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。
On one of these journeys, I was given, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests.
这个大马士革是在另外一个国家，是在比较远的地方呢。
Damascus was in a different country, somewhere farther away.
但是那个时候，那个地方也有很多基督徒在那里聚集。
At that time, there are also many Christians in that place.
他现在特别领了这个祭司长的命令，要到大马士革去把这些人抓回来耶路撒冷。
Now he carried the authority and commission of the chief priests to capture all these Christians back to Jerusalem.
就这个就是他信耶稣以前他的作为。
And these are his doings before believing in Jesus.
那他当后来他说他自己是一个罪魁。
Afterward, he said that he was the chief of all sinners.
就是他后来他回想他自己所做的事。
After he thought back to all the things he had done.
我们现在请看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1,
第十三节
verse 13.
提摩太前书第一章十三节
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13.
一章十三节说：“我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。然而我还蒙了怜悯，因为我是不信、不明白的时候而做的。”
13. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and in unbelief.
他这里他后来回想他其实以前真的是不认识也不明白他到底在做什么。
When he thought back, he realized that he was an ignorant man.
可是他却是亵渎神，他是逼迫人，侮慢人的。
He was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man.
也就是说对很多人来说这个人很可怕。
And he was a dreadful person to many.
他很有知识。
He was very knowledgeable.
他还很有地位。
He was of high status.
又很有权势。
He was also of great power.
可是这个人没有人敢接近。
But everyone feared this person.
因为不小心，你可能就被他抓到把柄，就被他下到监里面去了。
Because without noticing, you might be put in prison.
但是他说，后来他蒙了神的怜悯。
But he said after he received the grace of God.
因为他其实不知道他自己是怎么样一个人。
For he never knew, understood what kind of person he was.
他以为他是很热心的。
He thought he was zealous.
但其实他是很可怜的。
But in fact, he was pitiful.
那后来他说神怜悯他了。
Afterward, he said God's grace fell upon him.
神的怜悯就是神用光照他。
And God's mercy is one that God shone His light on him.
在使徒行传二十六章，我们看回来26章的第十三节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 26, verse 13.
十三节说：“王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮。”四面照着我并与我同行的人。
13. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun blazing around me and my companions.
14节，我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
14. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
15节，我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
15. And I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." The Lord replied.
那在这个时候，这个光照下来以后，这个时候，这个当时候叫做扫罗这个人，他真的是，他说他扑倒在地，他没有办法想象，竟然有这种事发生呢。
When the bright light of God shone upon Paul, then this person, by the name of Saul, then he fell on the ground and never imagined this kind of things happening to him.
这个光是他从来没有看过的。
This is a bright light he had never seen before.
他听到有声音。
He heard a voice say to him.
是用他原来的家乡话向他说的。
He was saying to him in his hometown language.
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
你为什么要用脚踢刺？
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
这个用脚踢刺其实就当时候他们的一个俗语。
So this is a slang, in their time.
就好像他们说那个牛在耕田的时候，在你如果牛要有人要赶牛的人，他用那个刺用棍子要去赶他。
It is back then when there are the oxen are plowing the field. It is like the farmers will use sharp sticks to poke against the ox.
那有时候那个牛不听话，他就想要用脚把那个 把那个棍子或者是那个刺把它踢走。
So when the ox is not obeying, they will use their feet to try to kick away the sticks.
他越踢他越受伤了。
But the more they kick against it, the more their feet will get hurt.
这牛就是因为无知啊。
But because the ox, they are ignorant.
他就是因为不听话不顺服啊。
Because they are disobedient.
所以当时候，神就这个声音用这句话跟他说，你用脚踢刺是难的，你踢不开的啦。
So the voice said to him, "It is hard for you to kick against the goats."
那这个时候他才说，主啊，你是谁啊？
So at this time, Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?"
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
这个时候保罗这个人让他恍然大悟。
So at this time, Paul he realized.
原来耶稣不是像他所想象的那样子。
Then Jesus is not someone that he had imagined.
他现在还活着。
He is still alive.
而且 他是活着，但是看不见。
He is living, yet he cannot be seen.
表示他现在在天上。
So it means that he is in heaven.
他是属灵的。
He is spiritual.
但是他以前一直以为耶稣是人。
But before he always thought Jesus was merely a man.
所以他认为耶稣是一个破坏律法的人。
So he thought Jesus was someone who destroyed the law.
自己是人，还说自己是神。
Even if he was a man, how dare he to proclaim that he is God?
而且还说他比亚伯兰还大。
He even said he's greater than Abraham.
对。当时候的保罗认为耶稣这个人，他认为这个人好狂妄。
For Paul, he thought this man was too arrogant.
但是他现在发现，哇，这个跟他讲话，他看不见的这个人，当他扑倒在地的，竟然是耶稣。
At this moment, he realized that the person who was speaking to him, the one who allowed him to fall on the ground, was Lord Jesus himself.
从此，这个时候他才明白，原来他以前不认识。
From that time on, did he understand what he did not understand?
那现在。这个声音，耶稣跟他说。
Now this voice, Jesus said to him.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
你起来站着。
Now get up and stand up.
我特意向你显现的。
And I appear to you.
我要派你做执事，做见证。
And to appoint you as a servant, as a witness.
要将你所看见的事情和我将要指示你的事情都证明出来。
And what you have seen of me and what I will show you.
那我也要救你脱离百姓跟外邦人的手。
I will also rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles.
那这个信息就是神特别跟他说。要他做什么事
This is a special message in which God told him exactly what to do.
也就是说，保罗这个人是神要用他来改变人。
And that is God will use Paul, this person, to transform men.
要用他来见证耶稣的事情。
To use him to witness the doing and work of Jesus.
要用他自己本身的经历来告诉更多人，原来。如果我们相信耶稣，我们的生命也可以像那这样子改变。
To use himself as a testimony to tell others that by believing in Christ, this is how your life will transform.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣人同得基业。
And to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
那这个就是这个天上的神主向保罗所说的。
Now God in heaven, Lord said to Paul,
要叫他去传的信息,
the message that he ought to go and
交给他的工作,
and the task he had entrusted him,
就是要让人的生命更新的信息,
so that the life of man may be transformed.
他说要叫他们的眼睛得开
so that their eyes may be opened.
也就是说本来人的眼睛应该是关起来的看不见的
so it tells us that originally the eyes of men were shut
因着耶稣的信息让眼睛打开了
it is through the message of Lord Jesus that their eyes are opened
从黑暗中归向光明
that turn from darkness into light
当眼睛闭着的时候就好像在黑暗当中一样
when our eyes are shut it just as if we're in darkness
眼睛打开以后就看到光
Once our eyes are open, then we have seen light.
很自然的就会归向光明。
Very naturally, we will draw near light.
然后从撒旦的权下归向神。
And to turn from the power of Satan to God.
也就是说，在黑暗当中是在撒旦的控制底下。
While we're in darkness, we're under the dominion of Satan.
很多事情，他认为自己以为对的，其实是错的。
Many things that we used to regard as right were incorrect.
因为撒旦是黑暗，是生活在黑暗中的。
Because Satan is one who dwells in darkness.
是跟神敌对的。
He's in opposition with God.
那表示人原来就是在撒旦的控制底下。
So originally, men were under the control of Satan.
现在因着这个信息，耶稣的见证，他要能够从撒旦的权下归向神。
Now through the message and testimony of Lord Jesus, that we shall turn from Satan into God.
耶稣他就是那一条路。
Jesus is the way.
因为耶稣在 传福音的时候，他曾经这样宣告过。
During Jesus' ministry, he once proclaimed this.
他就说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。
”He said, "I am the life, the way, and the truth."
如果没有借着我，没有人能够到神那边去。
Unless through me, no one can go into God or go to God.
所以现在要从撒旦的权下归向神，一定要借着耶稣基督。
And to turn from the dominion of Satan to God, we must believe in Jesus.
那如果我们相信耶稣以后
，We believe in Jesus.
他说我们要得蒙赦罪。
It says we shall receive the forgiveness of sins.
赦罪之后，才是真的从撒旦的权下归向神。
Only after we're forgiven have we truly be free from the control of Satan.
罪赦了以后
，After our sins are forgiven,
将来还要回到天上去，同得基业，跟一切成圣的人。就是一切得救人同得天国的基业。
One day we'll return to the place among those who are sanctified by faith in God.
那这个信息，这个就是当时候神告诉保罗他要去做的。
This is what God told Paul to do.
他要去传福音，他那个福音所带给人的功效。
And that was the message he was to preach to others and the effect of the message.
他本来真的就是活在黑暗当中的人。
In fact, Paul was a person living under darkness.
现在因着主耶稣基督的救赎怜悯。
Now through the redemption and saving of Lord Jesus.
那他现在突然明白起来。
And he realized this.
后来他就真的很认真的去传扬这个道理，很忠心的去为耶稣基督做见证。
After this, he devoted himself to carry out the work of God.
他到处去宣扬耶稣基督是耶稣是基督，耶稣已经从死里复活。
And he preached to all the places that Lord Jesus truly is God and he has resurrected.
耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
That Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
所以我们现在看第二十一节。
Let us read verse 21.
我们从二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
我先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神。行事与悔改的心相称。
And 20, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds.
21节说，因此，犹太人在殿里就拿住我，想要杀我。
And that is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me.
表示说，犹太人想要杀他，也是其实跟他以前是一样的，不认识耶稣的。
So at the same time, the Jews wanted to kill him because they did not know or they do not yet know Lord Jesus.
第二十二节。
22.
然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证，所讲的并不外乎众先知和摩西所说将来必成的事。
But I have had God's help to this very day, and so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I'm saying nothing beyond what is prophets and Moses said would happen.
23节。就是基督必须受害，并且因从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
That the Christ would suffer and as the first to rise from the dead would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles.
这个第二十二节、二十三节，就是在讲他得到神的帮助，才能够脱离犹太人想要杀他这个很多困境。
22 and 23 tells us it was through God's help that he was able to escape from many of those scenarios when the Jews tried to kill him.
其实第十七节，神当初拣选他的时候就已经跟他保证过的。
In fact, in verse 17, when God had chosen him, God already promised that he will deliver him.
他说：“我要救你脱离百姓跟外邦人的手。
”I will rescue you from your own people and from the hands of the Gentiles.
所以神给他的应许没有变。
And so the promise from God never changed.
所以他蒙神的帮助，他遇到很多很多的困难，但是神都保护他。
Through God's help, though he faced many troubles, God delivered him from
them all. 他就利用各种机会在为耶稣基督做见证。
Through all different opportunities, he testified for God.
他所传的道理叫做光明的道理。
And the message which he preached was the message of light.
所以他现在抓住各种机会，就是为耶稣基督做见证。
He held on to every opportunity to testify for Lord Jesus.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
他保罗这样分述，非斯都大声说：“保罗，你癫狂了吧？你的学问太大，还叫你癫狂了。”
And so 24. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane."
这个当时的省长，他认识保罗，他听到保罗这样讲的时候，他觉得你这个人是疯了。
So,
人家要杀你，为什么还要这样继续做呢？
So Festus, he knew Paul, but when he heard of Paul say this, he said, "You are insane. Now why do you still do this?"
保罗说，菲斯都大人，我不是癫狂，我说的乃是真实明白的话。
And I'm not insane, most excellent Festus, Paul replied, what I'm saying is true and reasonable.
表示说，保罗他现在 他很清楚他自己的感受，他自己的改变。
Paul very knew well and clearly his own experience.
他很忠心的要把这个见证让每一个人都了解。
Faithfully, he wanted to explain and testify to everyone.
大家一起跟他来有这个生命的改变。
So that everyone may renew their lives may be renewed, like his had.
保罗他这一次在这个向众人在分述他自己的经验的时候
，So this time while Paul was defending and sharing his own experience，
哇，这个当时候这个亚基帕王啊，第二十八节说
，Verse 28 King Agrippa said，
他说你想稍微一劝就叫我做基督徒啊
？Then Agrippa said to Paul， Do you think you can in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian？
那在有的英文、有的中文或英文译本里面，它都有一个有另外一个小字特别注解这一句话。
And so in other translations, there are footnotes that say this.
就是在另外一个的那个抄本里面，他是这样说：你想这样劝我，你这样劝我，几乎叫我做基督徒了。
So there are other translations that says that with your such encouragement, I almost become a Christian.
也就是说，保罗这一番信息差点让这个王哦，真的改变心意，想说，那我要跟你一起来。信耶稣来有这个生命的转变。
So it means that this short message given by Paul almost persuaded this King Agrippa to become a Christian.
但是当然后来这个亚基帕王应该是没有信了。
But now in the end, this King Agrippa did not believe.
差一点点呢。
But he almost did.
那差了一点点，就是他那个心还没有办法完全谦卑在神面前。
It was because his heart was not yet ready to be humble before God.
他这个机会没有抓住。
And he did not hold on to the opportunity.
以后他可能就没有办法再有那个心情，那这个这么清楚的信息，让他去思考生命的问题。
Perhaps later in the future, he never had another chance to listen to such a message.
那结果29节保罗说了。
And 29, Paul said,
他说无论是少劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但是你一个人，就是今天一切听我的都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这样的熟练。
Paul replied, short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains.
就是说保罗他很希望说他的信息让每一个听到的人都能够有生命的改变。
It is Paul's longing that everyone who heard of this message may one day have this transformation.
这是他自己本身很实际的一种信仰的转变之后的结果。
For this is a very true experience of himself.
他说为什么要像我一样？
Why did he say that you ought to become like me?
像他能够认识耶稣是基督。
So he may come to realize that the Lord Jesus is Christ.
他真的认识耶稣是救主。
He truly realized that Christ is the Savior.
可以改变他这个整个人。
He may renew and transform his life.
然后也像他一样能够忠心的去执行，去做出神对他的交代，神给他的使命。
Also like him, he may faithfully carry out the duties and commissions entrusted by God.
让更多人也能够跟他一样一起来做生命的转变。
That more may become like him to experience this renewal in life.
所以这个就是保罗他为什么这么勇敢，这么热心的要去传福音做见证的基本原因。
This is the main reason as to why Paul so courageously and bravely preached the gospel.
他真的体验到耶稣基督带给他的转变。
He truly experienced the transformation and renewal God has given him.
我们从圣经里面看到保罗这个人信主以后，他真的是一个生命更新的人。
From the Bible, we may also see that Paul truly has become a person with a renewed life.
他从认识耶稣以后，他整个心就改变了。
After he came to know Jesus, his heart had transformed.
他的生命观也改变了。
And his values in life was also renewed.
他的价值观也改变了。
His value toward this life was changed.
他的能力也改变了。
His power also changed.
更重要的是他的个性也变了。
Most importantly, his personality changed.
他以前的心呢，就像石头的心一样。
Before he had a heart of stone.
所以他对人不会有感觉。
Therefore, he was different toward people.
他现在很直接的就是要人，他说我现在他是为律法热心。
And before he stated that I am zealous for the law.
所以他看到人违反律法，他就要把他置他于死地。
So those who go against the law, he must put to death.
所以其实他的心是很残忍的。
So he had a very violent.
他看到的是律法，看到的是那个规条。
All that he saw were laws and regulations.
他没有去想说，哎，这个人为什么会违反律法
？He never thought about why those people went against the law.
他说不定是有什么样的苦衷啊。
Maybe they have certain hardships.
他也许有一些什么背后的问题是我不知道的。
Maybe they have problems that we do not know of.
所以他基本上。当时的心是石头心，他对人没有怜悯。
So Paul had a heart of stone. He had no compassion toward men.
但是当耶稣基督 选召他，改变他以后
，But the Lord Jesus chose him and called him。
他的心就变换成肉心了
，And his heart was transformed into a heart of flesh。
他看到人就有感觉了
，And he was compassionate to him。
因为他本身是被耶稣基督怜悯的
，For he was one who was shown mercy by God。
他就可以反过来怜悯别人了
，So in return he could show this mercy and compassion toward others。
我们现在看以西结书三十六章
，Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36。
以西结书旧约圣经以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
36章
Chapter 36.
26节
Verse 26.
以西结书36章26节
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and I put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you.Your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
27节
27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
这是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
耶稣基督是神道成肉身来到人间。
That Jesus Christ is God who came to earth in the form of flesh.
他的话语要像一道亮光照进我们。
His words shall be like a bright light.
他说他要给我们一个新的心。
He will give us a new heart.
然后给我们一个新的灵。
And a new spirit.
这个新的灵是神的灵。
And the new spirit is the spirit of God.
要让我们的肉体里面那个原来的石心改变成肉心。
And that our heart of stone may be transformed into a heart of flesh.
让我们的灵跟神的灵重新的连接在一起。
So that our spirit may once again reconnect with that of God.
那时候我们就能够体会神的心。
So we may experience and come to know God's heart.
神就是爱。
And for God is love.
因着爱。所以神创造了这个美好的大地。
It is through love that He created this universe.
神真的是很爱人的。
And God truly loves men.
神就好像那个非常非常慈爱的父母亲一样。
And God is just like a very loving parent.
为他即将生出的孩子准备一切。
He had prepared everything for the newly born baby.
我们今天做父母亲的，我们如果有头生的儿子，我们第一胎要生孩子的时候，你就准备。非常的周到。
And today, as a parent, we know when we're about to give birth to our first child, we will prepare everything very well.
为他准备所有一切，然后迎接他诞生。
We'll prepare everything, welcoming for them to come into this world.
神对人就是这样子。
And this is how God treated men.
他准备了这个完美的世界。
He had prepared this beautiful world.
然后最后把人造出来。
In the end, He created humans.
然后让人在这个美好的世界里面生活。
So we may live in this beautiful world.
享受这个。神的爱
and to enjoy the love of God.
所以原来神的心就是这样，神就是爱。
So this is the original heart and love of God.
可是后来因着罪，人的心就改变了。
But later, because of sin, the heart of men have changed.
慢慢人就变得失去了这个爱。
Gradually, we have lost this love.
取而代之的就是人的嫉妒、人的愤怒，然后人的变。很残酷。
But what replaces love is the anger, jealousy, and the cruelty of men.
圣经说这个叫做变成石心。
The Bible says this is what our hearts have turned into stones.
石心就是你对人没有感动的。
And the heart of stone means you have no compassion, mercy toward men.
看到的就是非常刚硬的、很直接、很冷酷的一个律法、一个事情，没有看到人。
All you see are the laws and regulations and not men.
现在主耶稣来，他说他要把这个新的心放在我们里面。
After Jesus comes, He shall remove this heart of stone and put a heart of flesh
in us. 这个就是耶稣基督带给我们生命更新的第一步。
And this is the first part of renewal Lord Jesus brought to us.
他要改变我们的心智，变成新的。
That He shall renew our heart, so that it may become a new one.
然后接下来，他让我们了解我们生命活着意义在哪里。
Later on, He will allow us to understand what is the purpose and meaning of our life.
我们今天人活不管活多久
，Today does not matter how long we live。
有一天我们都要离开
，One day we will live this world。
那我们活着是为了谁活着
？But today, who are we living for？
我们为了什么活着
？And for what purpose do we live？
今天有些人其实活着不知道为什么
，But today, in fact, many people do not know the purpose of their life。
所以人很自然的就会去放纵情欲
，But very naturally, we will enjoy our lust。
一个人当他没有目标的时候
，So when a person is without purpose，
他唯一的目标就是他自己
，The only purpose they have is for themselves。就
要让自己觉得。很快乐
so that they may have a very satisfying life.
这个圣经说这个叫做放纵肉体的情欲
and this is what the Bible says we are indulging in our flesh.
但最后还是死了
but in the end they too shall die.
那就是因为他不知道我活着这段时间要做什么所以他就只能这样做
it is because they do not know the purpose of their life so this is all they could do while they're still alive.
可是当一个人 他如果真的知道生命的意义在哪里
，But once a person truly knows the purpose and meaning of their life，
那他的活着就非常的积极。
And their life, they will live a very active and productive life。
那像就保罗来说
，Just like Paul，
他生命被耶稣基督改变了以后
，After his life was transformed by Lord Jesus，
他说他活着就是为基督。
He said, "I live for Christ."
他活在地上就是耶稣的代表。
And he lived as a representation of Christ in this world.
要让人从他身上看到耶稣的作为。
So that man through him may see the doings and work of Christ.
我们现在看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
腓立比书一章二十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And I eagerly expect and hope.
哦，第二十节，对不起，第二十节。
Verse 20。
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether in life or by death.
第二十一节说，
21.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
当保罗他蒙了神的怜悯，他认识耶稣以后
，After Paul has been shown mercy and believing Christ，
他的生命就是旧的生命已经死掉了。
His old life has died。
他当他信耶稣以后，接受了耶稣的宝血洗礼之后，他起来成为新人。
After he received the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ, he had become a new being。
他说：“现在我活着就是基督了。
”He said, "Now I live for Christ."
那他的生命意义就是要让基督在他的身上。照常显大。
His purpose of life is so that Christ may be manifest and exalted through him.
他要让众人看到耶稣基督的福音所带来的效果。
And so that others may see the effect of the gospel of Lord Jesus through him.
在他身上看到神的形象。
And so that through him they may see the image of Christ.
所以他的生命本身，他就知道他的意义在哪里。他为了要让众人一起跟他得到福音的好处。
He understood the life meaning of life itself, so that others may be benefited through this life.
每一个人都应该像他一样。
That everyone else should be like him.
那个旧的生命，在罪里面的生命，要让他死掉。
And that we should put to death this old life and sin.
借着耶稣基督成为新人。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, that we may become a new being.
然后在他的身上，让人看到耶稣，成为一种美好的见证。
And through him, that others may see Christ and the wonderful testimony of Christ.
这就是他生命观的。完全不一样了。
And that is a complete transformation of his values.
所以他现在开始，他活了变得很积极。
So now he had lived a very active life.
每一天，每一个机会都是为了要做见证。
Every hour, every opportunity is for the sake of preaching the gospel.
那他的生命观改变，连带就是他的价值观改变了。
And after the values of life had changed, his values also changed.
就是他以前认为有价值的，现在因着耶稣发现，那些真的是粪土。
So what he regarded as valuable before, after knowing Christ, they were regarded as rubbish.
我们现在看第三章，腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
三章七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
只是我先前以为以我有益的，我现在因着基督都当作有损的了。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus the Lord, for sake I have lost all things.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
你看这里第七节，他特别强调，他说以前他认为很有价值的东西，现在因着耶稣基督，都当作是有损的，没有价值的。
So verse 7 says, whatever he considered as profit after knowing Christ, he considered them as a loss.
特别是他以前所一直抓住那些律法的。那些知识
，especially all the knowledge of the laws that he once held on so tightly to，
他认为说这个叫做为神热心的那些做法。
He once thought those were what it means to be fervent and zealous for Christ。
他对神那个对人对信耶稣很残忍的那些哇，看着很残酷的那些控告，他认为现在真的是粪土。
All the persecutions and violence he did against the saints are now considered a loss, rubbish.
所以他现在以耶稣基督为至宝。
So now Christ is his most precious.
为了耶稣基督可以丢弃万事。
For the sake of Christ, he's able to lose all things.
他的知识、他的权势、他的地位、财富，全部都是他觉得没有，不是重点的。
And now he's able to forsake all his status, his wealth, and his knowledge.
他的价值观，他现在真的活得非常非常的，应该是说他活得知道说 追求的是什么？当追求的是什么
？So now he understood what is the purpose and meaning and pursuit of his life.
他所抓住就是最有意义、有价值的东西。
He held on to the most precious and meaningful thing.
因为耶稣基督就是神本身了。
For Jesus Christ is God Himself.
那他抓住耶稣，他就有一切。
Having held on to Jesus, he has everything.
他抓住耶稣，他就接下来带着能力了。
Having held on to Jesus, he has the power.
以前他有很多知识，但是他没有能力。
Before he had many knowledge, but he had no power.
在他所写的书信里面，他就、他说很苦，苦到什么？为什么苦？苦到连自己 都自如不了了，怎么要去有办法去自如别人呢
？And so in all the letters he had written, he had proclaimed that he was so bitter to the point he did not know how to control himself.
他想要做的好事，他做不出来。
He could not do the good that he wanted to do.
不想做的恶，偏偏去做。
But he did all the evils that he did not want to do.
但是同时间，他又很有知识。
At the same time, he was very knowledgeable.
就这个就是他当时候保罗他本身他的体验。
So we can say this is a personal experience of Paul.
他现在抓住耶稣有价值。他认为有价值的是耶稣以后。
But after he had held on to Jesus, what he considered precious is Jesus.
他现在抓住能力的来源了。
And so he had grasped onto the source of this power.
所以他以前认为做不到的事情，他现在可以做了。
So before all the things that he could not do or achieve, now he could do.
所以罗马书第八章这样说。
So Romans chapter 8 tells us.
第七章，对不起，罗马书第七章。
Turn to Romans chapter 7.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
罗马书七章二十五节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 25.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
And thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that so then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in a sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
以前他抓住的是他那些认为有价值的那个律法。
Before, what he grasped onto were the laws and the decrees and knowledge that he once considered precious.
他认为去逼迫耶稣人是有价值的。
He felt those who persecute Christ are those of great value.
但是他现在有着耶稣以后
，But once he has Jesus Christ,
他说感谢神，他现在被释放了。
But he said thanks to be good to God, for now he is relieved.
其实他以前是做罪的奴仆。
Before he was a slave to sin.
被罪的权势辖制住了。
He was bounded by the dominions.
他没有办法。控制他自己的心。
He was unable to control his own heart.
他说：“现在因着主耶稣基督，他能脱离，他现在能够心里刚强起来，能够顺服神的力。”
But now through Jesus Christ, he is able to be strengthened and follow the will of God.
因为耶稣基督是他得能力的来源。
For Lord Jesus is the source of his strength.
所以保罗他自己本身，他能力也更新了，他现在变得很强，很刚强。
Paul himself, his strength was also renewed, so he is a very strong man.
我们今天很多人其实外表看起来很刚强很有力，但是其实内心是很无力很软弱的。
And today, in fact, many of us may look strong on the outside, but our hearts are very weak.
很多人在社会上面表现得非常的强势。
Many people may seem very strong in the society.
但其实，在背地里面，在自己的没人看见的时候，是非常的软弱的。
But in their private life, they are very weak.
那表示这个人是没有能力的。
So it means that this person is without any
strength. 内心是非常的空虚的。
Their inner heart is full of vanity.
因为他没有抓到那个能力的来源。
Because they have not held on to the source of this power.
但是保罗他现在他以耶稣基督为至宝。
But now Paul has regarded Jesus as his most precious.
他就找到让他生命更新的那个源头。
So he has found the source of this power to renew his life.
因为神会帮助他。
Because God will help him.
神要靠着圣灵来帮助他更新他自己。
To the Holy Spirit, God will help him renew himself.
我们现在看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And I can do all things. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
他现在有耶稣基督以后。
Now that he has Lord Jesus Christ.
他变得非常的很刚强，又很有力量了。
He has become a very strong and very powerful person.
不管在什么情况底下，他都没有关系。
And regardless of the circumstance, he was able to go through them all.
不管面对什么样的人，他都可以面对了。
Regardless of the people he faced,
他本身就不会受到外界这个环境影响了。
He will no longer be influenced by his surroundings.
就好像他的这个灵魂找到一个非常 有一个 很稳固的锚把它固定住。
Just as Saul had found a very sturdy anchor.
所以我们都知道，我们说一个人得力一定在乎平静安稳。
So we know the Bible tells us that a person will regain strength through rest and peace.
当他有耶稣以后
，Once a person has Lord Jesus,
他就知道这个有能力的来源。
They will know of the source of this power.
他可以做什么事情
？So they can do all things.
他都不会被他控制。
And they will not be controlled by things.
他都知道他为什么要做这件事情。
They will know the purpose of their doings.
因为他已经有耶稣基督这个价值。
Because now they have Lord Jesus as their almost precious.
所以保罗他本身他现在能力，其实神也给他很多很多能力。
Therefore, Paul, God has also given Paul many powers.
他可以借着耶稣基督的名行很多神迹。
He was able to perform many miracles through the name of Lord Jesus.
这是他以前有很多律法知识的时候所没有的。
And these are things that he could not do by relying on the laws.
圣经在使徒行传描述当时候神给保罗有哪些能力、啊、
Acts also describes the powers that God has given Paul.
那些能力真的是他以前想都没想过的。
All those powers are imaginable, prior to his belief.
但是因着耶稣
，But through Jesus,
他的心里的力量刚强起来。
But his heart was strengthened.
他也可以去帮助别人。
He was able to help others.
他就变得对别人来说，他就变得非常有价值。
So he has become a very meaningful person.
在神面前，他的价值更高。
And he has raised his value before God's eyes.
那保罗他这个人本身呢，他在讲他自己的时候
，While Paul was describing himself，
他特别强调他这个人的个性也因着耶稣改变了。
He also stated that his personality changed because of Christ。
我们知道，一个人如果要生命更新，最困难的就是他自己的个性。
We know during the renewal process of a person, the most difficult part to change is a person's personality。
我们俗话都是这样说嘛，江山易改，本性难移。
And so we have a saying，
江山易改，你这。山河这些景象可以改变的。
So you can change the scenery to the mountains or the rivers.
其实大地震一震，统统改变。说实在的。
Because we know that in a great earthquake, everything can change.
但是人的本性就改不了。
But the hardest thing to change is the character or personality of man.
有时候一个人，他如果说我生来就是这样子。
Some people may say this is how I'm born with.
没有办法，我本来就是脾气暴躁的，我本来就是说话很直的。
And I can't help it. I was born like this. I'm short-tempered. I'm very straightforward.
所以我看到不满意的，我就要说了。
So whatever I'm not pleased with, I will have to say it.
哎，我看到什么是很高兴，我就哈哈大笑了。
And whatever delights me, then I will laugh out loud.
我们都会觉得说，我被我妈妈生下来就是这样子。
So we may all think that this is the way we are born with.
这叫做我的个性。
This is my personality.
现在很多人很强调自我主义，说这个叫做个性，这个叫做哎，这个人就是很特殊。
Today, when we emphasize on individualism, this is why we say this person is special.
但其实
unique
在这个情形下。按圣经的说法叫做放纵私欲。
But this kind of phenomenon in the Bible tells us that this means that we are indulging in our own flesh desires.
其实有时候是用这个当借口，不愿意改变。
So many times we use this as an excuse, unwilling to change ourselves.
谁不知道脾气不好的人容易生病
？And who does not know that a person of bad temper easily fall ill?
每个人都知道说人要温柔，要谦卑。
Everyone knows that we need to be humble and gentle.
但是就是做不出来。
But we just can't do it.
因为个性如果没有神来帮助我们很难改
Because without God's help it's very difficult to change our personality
但是如果有神就不一样了
But if we have God it is different
我们看到保罗他这个人
When we see Paul this person
他从信耶稣以后
After he believed in Jesus
他对人哦真的是变得很爱心了
And he became very loving toward men
他以前很残忍
Before he was very cruel
所以你看他以前按照使徒行传二十六章说他用强行逼人说亵渎的话、哦、
So like in said in Acts 26 he used force to force men to blaspheme against God
表示说这些人本来是好的他现在是为了控告他就是要逼到他所以他一点都不会同情人了
So he forced people who are originally good to blaspheme so he had no mercy at all
但是他现在变得很有爱心了
But now he became very loving
我们现在提摩太前书第一章
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1
提摩太前书第一章
1 Timothy chapter 1
第十四节
verse 14
一章十四节
chapter 1 verse 14
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛使我在基督耶稣里有信心有爱心
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus
第十四节
verse 15
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人这话是可信的是十分可佩服的在罪人中我是个罪魁
And here's a trustworthy saying that deserves for acceptance Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the worst
他以前他说他是个罪魁
And before he said I am the worst
罪人中的头
I'm the worst of all sinners
罪人的头一定是要很残酷的。
And the words of our sinners must be one who is full of cruelty.
你一定要杀人不眨眼的。
And you must be one who kill without second thoughts.
能够不会被人家苦苦哀求的时候，这心就软了，这样坏事做不下去。
And your heart will never be softened, even people plead and beg you.
你看每一个人要被他抓起来的时候，难道那些人不会哀求他说拜托放我一马
？And we can imagine everyone who is taken captive by him must have pleaded and begged him.
那时候保罗他看都不看一眼的。
But that time, Paul could not care less.
死就是要死。
If you die, then you should die.
但现在他不一样了。
But now he's different.
他说他蒙神的怜悯，神的恩格外丰盛。
Through the mercy of God, God showered abundant grace on him.
改变他，他说因着在耶稣基督里面，他现在有信心。
So now,
他现在有爱心。
Now in Christ Jesus, he has faith and love.
他真的从一个冷酷的人变成一个非常温柔又有爱心的。
He has changed from a cruel person into a person of love and faith.
像一头狮子，然后变成。像绵羊一样
He transformed from a lion into a sheep.
这就是耶稣基督他的福音带来生命更新的改变
And this is a message of gospel that will bring about this renewal.
保罗他用他一生来见证这个福音
And Paul uses the entirety of his life to testify for this gospel.
他希望每一个听到他的信息的人都能够像他一样转变
So everyone who hears of this gospel may transform like he had.
今天我们真的 很有福气能够看到主耶稣基督他所给我们这个道理
Today we're truly blessed to see this gospel Lord has given us
让我们一起来追求主耶稣基督 的格外丰盛的恩典
So let us pursue after this ever abundant grace from Lord
让我们也可以因着这个福音让我们做一个生命更新的人
That because of this gospel we may also become a person with a renewed life
我们可以变成一个很有爱心的人
We may become a very loving person
我们知道我们为什么要活着
We know why we live in this world
我们可以追求那个真正有价值的
We may pursue after what is truly meaningful
到天上都永远不会改变的那个永恒的价值
And that everlasting value which will never change
让我们每一个人的力量都能够更新起来
So that all of our strength may be renewed
我们心里的力量刚强
And our heart may be strengthened
我们有办法去做那个神要我们该做的事
We have the courage and strength to do what God wants us to do
最后我们请看以弗所书第三章
Lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
第十六节
Verse 16
三章十六节
Chapter 3, verse 16
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with his power through the spirit in your inner being.
十七节。
17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
18节。
18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high the deep and deep is the love of Christ.
19节。
19.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，使叫便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God.
20节。
20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切。超过我们所想的。
Now to him who is able to do the immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us.
愿主照着他的应许，让我们每一个人都能够被他的爱感动，成为生命更新的人。
And may all of us be moved and have our life renewed according to the promise of our Lord.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
346首。
Sing hymns 346.